Care of Reverend Daniel Smith, 911 Lodell Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Make all checks payable to Dr. John Montgomery. For additional information on exciting events for Dr. Montgomery, phone 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577.
We come from this far back.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
This song my mother wrote in 1958. This song is a classic to me, and of course I wanted to do this song because in memory of my mother Dr. Mattie Moss Clark, who has paved the ground and laid the foundation even in the church. Church of God in Christ. And I wanted to do this song. Is it all right, y'all? Some of y'all may know it. Everybody put your hands together. Come on. And some of y'all may know it. Just sing along with it. Oh, come on.
Oh, I'm gonna walk.
I'm gonna walk.
Hey, I'm gonna talk.
I'm gonna talk.
Hey, I'm gonna sing.
I'm gonna sing.
Listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
You see, when you step out of the natural into the supernatural, how do you make that step? You make that step by your obedient action. Glory to God. God gives to all men liberally, and he upbraided not. What does that mean, he upbraided not? That means he ain't going to fuss at you. Means he ain't going to scold you. Means he ain't going to chastise you and slap you around before he give it to you. You know, when we were growing up, when we needed something from daddy, we had to check the mood he was in. With mama, too. You know, children learn that. Now ain't a good time to ask mommy and daddy for nothing. You could tell by their body language, facial expressions, don't act. But if they happy and they got a lot of joy, that's the time you ask for things. Well, you see, God never has a bad day. So every day is a good day to ask him. You don't have to check the weather out on God to see if God in a given mood, because that's just his nature. God is a giver every single day, amen? God's a giver all the time. He's a liberal giver every day. He doesn't have days that he don't feel like giving. He's liberal every day. That's why Jesus said, when you pray, give us this day our daily bread. So that means God got bread for you every day. Do you know he fed the children of Israel for 40 years with bread from heaven, and they never had any shortage? God know how to provide for his children. His children just need to learn how to receive from him. You see, when you start receiving, receiving puts you in a supernatural mode. When you start receiving from God, you start carrying heaven around. You can walk in the Spirit just by receiving what he has for you and appreciating it and worshiping him for it and giving him thanks for it. Amen? 1 Corinthians 2:12 says that we have received not the spirit of this world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us by God. There are things that are freely given to us, and a lot of believers don't have a clue of what's been freely given. So they walk around not having enough, you know, complaining, murmuring, I mean, full of doubt, full of fear, full of care, full of worry, full of anxiety, when the Holy Spirit, one of his missions in our life, is to reveal to us the things that God has freely given to us. If you hang out with the Holy Ghost, and if you hang out in the Word of God, you're going to start finding some stuff that belong to you that's got your name on it. Hallelujah. And then you just start receiving. Glory to God. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Amen. God give grace to the humble. So you got to stay humble. Amen. He give grace to the humble. But the scripture I'll tell you about, 2 Corinthians 9, says that he gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So God don't have a problem giving you seed, and he don't have a problem giving you bread. Don't make any difference to him. One is not any harder than the other one. He can give you seed to sow, but a lot of people don't ask for seed to sow. All they ask for is bread. Lord, I need, Lord, I need for me, for me, for me, for me. You need to ask God for some seed. Lord, give me seed to sow. I'm a giver. The word says that you give seed to the sower, I'm qualified. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to sow my seed. I'm going to eat my bread. The bread is what you live on, amen? It's the overflow. It's the abundance. God wants you to be so blessed that you leave an inheritance for your children. That you leave something, a legacy behind you of the blessing of the Lord. No, you ought to leave a legacy. You see all this stuff. All this material stuff don't mount to nothing. You know, we can't take it with us, but this is all a result of the blessing of the Lord in my life. So your kids will know they don't have to sell drugs to try to make it. Amen. They'll know that they don't have to revert to dishonest means and schemes and strategies and tricks and con games and manipulation to try to get the blessing. You say, look, I got all this in. I got it honest. And I got it by believing God. I got it because Jesus made it available to me. And I learned how to receive from him. Just got to learn how to receive. Amen. Now, there's two reasons. Let me just do a little pit stop here. There's two reasons why people fail to receive from God. One of them, and the primary reason why some people fail to receive, is because of their pride. You see, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Hallelujah. Your pride will prevent you from asking for help when you need it. Pride means self-reliance, self-preservation, everything just self. So when you're walking in pride, your main goal in life is to take care of number one. When you got that pride, you're looking out for me, all right, God can't help you. Because humility demands that you acknowledge God as your source. That's what humility means, that you are willing to acknowledge that you have need of God. Pride says, I don't need none of y'all. I'll make it on my own. So pride will keep you out of the blessing of the Lord. And the second thing that'll keep you out is unbelief. And I'm going to put a pack here together. fear, doubt, and unbelief. They all like one because they all run together. Unbelief. The Bible says that the children of Israel could not enter into the promised land, even though God said, I've given you the land. And listen, listen. God said, I have given you this land. Listen to me. Listen, listen. I have given you. The land belongs to you. I gave it to you. It's yours. Go in and possess it. I've given it to you. I've given you this land. I've given you this land. I've given you this land. I've given this to you as an inheritance. The land is yours. I've given you this land. Now, all they had to do was receive it. But guess what? Unbelief stood in the way. Because they looked in that land and said, it's a good land, just like the Lord say. But there's giants over there, and we're going to have to do some fighting. The Lord ain't tell us about them giants. They got walled cities over there. The people over there are men of great stature. And we were in their eyesight as grasshoppers. See, they had a grasshopper mentality. Now, who told them that? You see, that unbelief got in them because they were looking at what they saw and what they felt and what they heard from each other. And 10 of those 12 spies that went in that land came back with what the Bible calls an evil report. Why was it evil? Because it was a report that they couldn't take the land. When God said, I've given it to you, all they had to do was receive. And that's what Joshua and Caleb wanted to do. They say, let us go up at once and possess it. Let's go get what God has given to us. These people in the land, don't care how big they are, they will be bread for us. Let's go get it now. And that unbelieving group wanted to stone them because they had faith, because they had another spirit. See, they were wanted to step out into that supernatural realm and watch God perform his word for them. And there was other people who were afraid and murmuring, and they were discouraged. They discouraged the whole camp. A spirit of discontent got on them. And then they wanted to make a captain to go back into bondage. Don't let anybody make you a captain of their discontent. You know, I don't like the way things going on. I think we'd be better if we did it this way. Will you be our spokesman? Tell them no. No, speak for yourself. You know, they want to point somebody else a captain. Let's find us a captain. Let's get somebody to speak for us. We want to go back. Go back to what? Being a slave? Oh, I'm going to tell you. You see, God wants you to have it. God gives good gifts to his children. But his children have to be on the receiving side. Now, there are several keys that tip you off when you're reading the scripture that let you know you ought to be receiving something. You know how somebody give you a tip about something? And so there's some little keys in the scriptures that tip you off that you ought to be receiving something. Now, anytime that you see the word give from God's side, that's a tip that you're supposed to be getting something.
Amen. Amen.
When you see the word give, my peace I give, that's a tip that you're supposed to be getting some peace. So if you're walking around living without peace, it's your own fault. Because Jesus has already given his peace to the church. Amen. So I take note of all those scriptures in the Bible where it says God giving us something. And boy, when I see that, I say, glory to God. That's a tip. The word give is a tip. The word gift is another tip. Wherever you see the word gift, you know, related to God and us, or God having a gift for us, that's a tip for you that you're supposed to receive that. The gift of eternal life. You ain't supposed to live without that. The gift of the Holy Ghost. You're not supposed to live without that. Amen. God gave gifts to men, talking about ministry gifts. You ain't supposed to live without the fivefold ministry in your life.
Amen.